Turns out, the night will be the darkest and coldest, before the dawn brings above freezing temperatures in Vancouver this week. The city experienced one more snowfall Tuesday morning, Feb. 4, and what will follow may bring brighter days. Downtown and South Vancouver saw 2 and 3 centimeters of snow respectively earlier today, which may be the last significant accumulation of the week, according to VIA's Weatherhood. But now, the data shows the mercury is on the rise between now and Friday in the city. Thursday will be the warmest day, especially in East Vancouver neighborhoods with a high of 3°C for Strathcona, Trout Lake and Hastings Sunrise. The thermometer is forecast to read 2°C for downtown, Stanley Park and Yaletown, as well as inland southern communities like Dunbar, Carisdale, Langara and Killarney. Areas along or near water should get the brunt of the cold snap with a high of -1°C on Wednesday and an overnight low of -7°C. This includes UBC, Kitsilano, Granville Island and False Creek. A slight breeze, if any, is expected to whip through all of Vancouver at 10 km per hour tomorrow afternoon. City of Vancouver reminder. Shovel your snow. The city is reminding homeowners to shovel the snow and ice on their property before 10 a.m. Vancouver asks all residents to shovel their sidewalks daily in front of and/or on a corner lot and keep storm drains clear to prevent flooding whenever snow falls or when temperatures drop below 0°C. Those who don't may receive a $250 fine, according to the bylaw, and could increase to $750 if snow and ice stay on site for more than 24 hours. You're not obligated to clear snow if you live on a commercial or residential private property. Residents who are unable to shovel their sidewalks can also request a snow angel. City Extreme Weather Alert. The City of Vancouver has also extended its extreme weather alert in hopes of providing warm spaces for the community. Public warming centers and shelters, open now until Thursday, are as follows. Powell Street Getaway, 450 East Hastings Street. Hours of operation, 9 p.m. to 7:30 a.m. All genders, couples are welcome, pets, bikes and carts are okay. Hot beverages and snacks are available. Includes an overdose prevention site, Bud Osborne Shelter, Warming Center, 27 West Hastings Street. Hours of operation, 8:30 p.m. to 7 a.m. All genders, pets okay, storage available but cannot accept carts. Chinatown Peace Church, 375 East Pender Street. Hours of operation, 9:30 p.m. to 7:30 a.m. Drop-in site. All genders, couples are welcome, bikes and carts are okay. Hot beverages and snacks are available. MT Pleasant Community Center, 1 Kingsway. Hours of operations, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., Sunday, 9 p.m. to 8 a.m., Monday. All genders, couples are welcome, pets okay. Hot beverages and snacks are available. Vancouver Community Services Office, 3360 Fraser Street. Hours of operation, 8:30 p.m. to 7:30 a.m. All genders, couples are welcome, bikes and carts are okay. Hot beverages and snacks are available. Odd Fellows Hall, 1443 West 8th Avenue. Hours of operations, 9:30 p.m. to 8:30 a.m. Drop-in site. All genders, couples are welcome, bikes okay, no carts or pets. Hot beverages and snacks are available. Parish of St. Mary's Carisdale, 2490 West 37th Avenue. Hours of operation, 8:30 p.m. to 7 a.m. All genders, couples are welcome, carts okay outside. Hot beverages and snacks are available. West End Community Center, 870 Denman Street. Entrance off Harrow Street. Hours of operation. 5:30 p.m. to 6 a.m. Sunday, 9:30 p.m. to 6 a.m. Monday. All genders, couples are welcome, pets okay. Hot beverages and snacks are available. Directions: Youth Services Center, 1138 Burrard Street. Hours of operation, 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. Will provide overnight accommodation to 10 individuals, ages 13 to 24, all genders served. Aboriginal Front Door, 390 Main Street. Hours of operation, 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. Entrance at 205 East Hastings Street. Will provide overnight accommodation to 34 individuals, ages 19 and older. Couples welcome. The Salvation Army Belkin House, 555 Homer Street. Hours of operation, 9 p.m. to 7 a.m. Will provide overnight accommodation to 25 individuals, ages 19 and older. 18 men and 7 women. Ops Overnight EWR Shelter, 141 East Hastings Street. Hours of operation, 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. Access via front entrance. Will provide overnight accommodation to 20 individuals, ages 19 and older. Commercial Hastings EWR, 1726 East Hastings Street. Hours of operation, 8:30 p.m. to 7:15 a.m. Site entrance is through the front gate. Will provide overnight accommodation to 15 individuals, ages 19 and older. Kawasa Neighborhood House EWR Shelter, 2425 Oxford Street. Hours of operation, 8:30 p.m. to 6:30 a.m. Site entrance is on the right side of the building, east facing. Dinner, breakfast, and snacks served. Will provide overnight accommodation to 20 individuals, ages 19 and older. Marple Neighborhood House EWR Shelter, 8585 Hudson Street. Hours of operation, 9:30 p.m. to 7 a.m. Site entrance is through courtyard door, south facing. Will provide overnight accommodation to 30 individuals, ages 19 and older. The Nest, 320 Alexander Street. Hours of operation, 8 p.m. to 7:30 a.m. Entrance at White Gate. Ring buzzer for access. Will provide overnight accommodation to 20 individuals, ages 19 and older, transgender, gender diverse, and two-spirit people only. Stay up to date with hyperlocal forecasts across 50 neighborhoods in the Lower Mainland with VIA's Weatherhood.